From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the first of the Guantanamo war crime trials is underway today. We'll hear from Slate's legal expert, Dahlia Lithwick.
First, Barack in Baghdad. The Democratic presidential nominee met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and senior U.S. officials. Sudarshan Raghavan is the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. Sudarshan, I know you are not actually with Senator Obama, but do you have a sense of what's on his agenda and who he is meeting with now that he's finally there?
Sure. We actually did meet up with Senator Obama when he was visiting with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, as well as senior Iraqi officials, including the National Security Advisor Muwaffaq Rabai, as well as the government spokesperson and other officials. Along with them was Ambassador Ryan Crocker, as well as the Deputy Secretary of State for Iraq, David Satterfield. So from what we've heard so far, it was an amicable meeting, and there was no discussions of troop withdrawals, according to the Iraqis, because they discussed true withdrawals only with administration in power. But overall, it seemed to be the meeting seemed to have gone pretty well.
Are there any statements to come out of this trip? And what is it that Senator Obama is doing with the rest of his time there?
Well, there have been no official statements yet. We certainly tried to press Senator Obama when he walked out of the meeting with Maliki, but he basically turned our questions away, saying that he would provide more details of his trip later on. So nothing substantive yet. After the meeting with Prime Minister Maliki, he went to meet President Talabani, and after that, from what we understand, he'll be meeting with General Petraeus later on this evening. But so far, nothing concrete from the Obama camp.
I don't know if he'll have any chance to actually meet with American servicemen and servicewomen while he's there.
That's still unclear. I mean, it's quite possible. You know, he is spending time, quite a bit of time in the green zone, you know, where there are quite a number of American troops. From what we understand, you know, he is planning to spend the night, so that there is a possibility that he might actually meet with some troops. But, of course, everything is being really kept quiet because of security concerns.
And what about the statement over the weekend from Mr. Maliki to a German magazine that he thought Senator Obama's projected timeline for getting out of Iraq, that is 16 months, that he thought that was about right? How is that playing there? Any response from especially senior U.S. officials?
They're pointing out that the Iraqi government actually put out a statement saying that those comments were actually misinterpreted. Prime Minister Maliki was in no way endorsing Senator Obama's proposal. And it certainly seems that the Iraqi government are backtracking from those comments. They, you know, there's a sense today, certainly I felt, that you know, they were trying very hard not to inject themselves into American politics. And they made it very clear that their meetings with Senator Obama was not as a as any head of state, but it was more of a cordial meeting to improve relations between the Iraq and the United States. Now, having said that, Senator Obama, in fact, did get pretty much of a red carpet welcome by the Iraqis. You know, he was met by senior officials, and even when he was sitting with Prime Minister Maliki, it was very much clear his importance to the Iraqis.
Washington Post Baghdad Bureau Chief Sudarshan Raghavan. Sudarshan, thank you.
My pleasure.